Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois, and his preaching today is entitled, Not by Bread Alone.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." The Word of the Lord. When I taught high school in Chicago, immediately after I was ordained, I came across a young man in his junior year studying moral theology. And on a given day, we had talked about love, we defined love, came up with some ideas about love, how God loves us, and where we find love in life. After class, he came to me and he said, "Father, I'd like to come and talk to you after school today." And I said, "Well, okay, no problem. Come on." And so when he showed up, he was very nervous. And he said, "I was really moved by what we were talking about today in class." I said, "Oh?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, I don't get all this love stuff." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, I come from a very wealthy family. I have my own car. I have two credit cards that are paid off every month by my parents. I have a boat down in the lake. I never have to do yard work or chores. My only responsibility is to do my homework at school. I have a soccer trainer, and I have a personal entrance into the house." And at that, he started crying. And I thought, oh my gosh, what could be so bad with all that? And I said, "Well, Frankie, what's the problem?" And he said, "You don't understand." He said, "I have all this stuff, but I don't know if I have anybody who loves me." Tragic. And so we talked about love and where we might find it in life. It was a very expensive orphanage that those parents, Frankie's parents, were maintaining for him. On the material side, he had everything. And yet he didn't have what mattered most: a living relationship with his parents and a profound relationship with God. For all practical purposes, his parents would be living in an expensive orphanage, not happy, not healthy, certainly being well taken care of, but not growing up to be well balanced or self-confident, hardly capable of communicating with others or even loving others, making meaningful commitments. I think that's what today's culture is like. It's so focused on money and pleasures that money can buy, that it has tried to cut us off from our loving God. But we can't live on bread alone. Our minds, our hearts, our souls need to be fed by God's word, the word of his love and his truth, the word that is Christ, present in the Eucharist. If that same family made less money, or even a lot less money, but was full of real, open, dynamic relationships, those kids would have a much better chance at a meaningful life. Isn't that how our relationship with God is? Our friendship with Christ? This is what gives meaning to everyone. This is what gives meaning to everything. and it lasts forever, unto eternity. Unlike the most expensive loaves of bread, or cars in the garage, or boats on the lake, all that stuff ends up in the landfill. But our love of God carries us home to Jerusalem.